Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. What a beautiful sight this is, a sizzling Kroger Tender Ray steak broiled to a luscious brown. Imagine cutting into that rich red meat. Think of the wonderful flavor of Kroger Tender Ray beef, buttery tender and deliciously fresh. Yes, sirree, it's the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and buy a tender roast or a big juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. And remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know that you're treating your family to the finest beef value in town. Get fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef soon at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Chief topic of conversation in the Gibbs home the last few days is the coming return of Penny's brother, Pat, and speculation as to whether or not he's found his missing wife and is bringing her home with him. Much as she wonders about the matter, Penny is forced to think about other things, too. Especially the community center. And it's about the center that she's most willing to talk this afternoon as the doorbell rings.
Hello, Penny.
Angela Brill, come in. Why didn't you tell me you were coming to see me today?
I didn't know it myself until a few hours ago. And I had to rush to get the Rossville train.
Oh, it's good to see you.
We have only one afternoon out of Heatherton, you know.
Yes, I know. Oh, golly, it's so good to see you. It's been such a long time.
Yes, it has, hasn't it?
Uh-huh.
And I've been awfully busy at the hospital. We're short of nurses again.
I'm sorry to hear that. But you're looking well. Hard work must agree with you.
It does. And it must agree with you, too. You look the best I've ever seen you. I know you've been working hard.
Couple of slaves.
And chains.
Here, let me help you with the coat.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
How's the family, huh?
Oh, they're all well and happy. Extremely happy.
I'm glad to hear that. I thought it was awful about the fire in the Lang home, though.
Yeah. It was worse for Freddie and Nora than anyone else, of course.
But you had the closest escape of all, I understand.
Dr. Evans has been exaggerating again, hasn't he?
He told me Freddie had to pull you out of the house and that you were unconscious.
Well, I am alive today, thanks to Freddie. Oh, thinking about the fire still gives me the shivers, so let's not talk about it.
No, let's not. It gives me the shivers, too. I suppose you know why I came up to see you today.
I think so. You probably heard the community center's going to open next week.
I read about it.
Was it in the Heatherton paper, too?
Front page in the Heatherton Weekly Heather. Mm-hmm. Said some nice things about you, too. You're famous, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, Miss Gibbs. You're beginning to sound like the nurse who took such good but stern care of me in the Heatherton Hospital.
That seems a long time ago, doesn't it?
Oh, it is a long time ago, Angela. I'm glad it finally does seem as long ago as it really is. You know, I think I've forgotten most of the pain. And I don't mean only the pain caused by the injuries.
I know very well what you mean. I told you someday you'd forget. But you wouldn't believe me.
How could I believe you then?
I realize now you couldn't, but... Well, I'm glad you finally have.
Well, I haven't forgotten altogether.
I don't imagine you will altogether, Penny, but... You've managed to forget enough so that you're once again leading a normal life.
Well, I don't know how really normal it is right now, Angela. I've never been so busy in my life. When I'm not busy with the community center, I'm having my troubles here at home.
Not serious troubles,
though. Oh, no, not serious, but puzzling. My brother Pat is coming
up. Your brother? I didn't know you had a brother.
Well, like the rest of my family, or I should say so-called family, Angela, Pat isn't really my brother. He's not really related to me. But he is really Mother's son.
Oh, I see. Well, he never came to the hospital after your accident, did he? Or did I always miss seeing him?
No, he was never there. You see, his wife ran away and he's... been following around the country for about a year or so.
Oh.
No, he's coming home, but we don't know whether it's with his wife or without her. All we know is that he's coming back with a surprise.
Penny, you don't suppose it's a new wife, do you?
Well, Angela Brill, I never thought about that. Oh, I don't see how it could be. If Pat were coming home with a new wife, it'd mean that Suzanne... Oh, Angela, I don't want to think about it.
Well, I hope it's not true. It was just a thought.
Yeah, something we hadn't thought of. Now, I hope my mother doesn't. Pat didn't have too much luck with his wife, you know. I don't know how Mother would take his marrying again. But, let's forget about that. That isn't what you came to talk about, is it?
No. I came to talk about the community center. I've already told my supervisor at the hospital that I'll be leaving soon.
Well, are you sure you want to leave the hospital? I mean, especially with the shortage of nurses?
The hospital has made provisions for my leaving, Penny, and there'll be another nurse to take my place. She'll be available the day I leave. A private nurse who's anxious to get back into hospital work.
Well, if you're sure you want to devote your full time to the community center, it's wonderful.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
I think it is, too. And I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I find myself looking ahead to a lot of exciting things these days.
Such as what?
Oh, such as... I don't quite know how to explain it. Anyway, I think I've grown up a lot in the last few months, Angela. I finally found how to keep from looking back. How to put aside unhappy memories. To enjoy the present. Think kindly of the future.
Penny, you sound as if you've even mended your heart a little.
I think my heart's been mended for me. Been mended against my silly, schoolgirlish objections.
I won't be presuming too much if I say I could guess by whom, will I?
No, you won't. You don't blame me for being interested in him, do you, Angela?
I should say not. I could be interested in him myself.
Don't you dare give Joel one come-hither glance or I'll scratch your eyes out.
Don't worry. After that fair warning, I'll leave him strictly to you.
Actually, you know, it isn't quite that serious, really, with me. At least not yet. He is attractive, Angela. And every day I find myself liking him just a little bit more.
How many days of increased liking does it take you to be in love, Penny?
I don't know, Angela. I'll never be in love again the way I was with Barry. That was apart from the way I'm capable of feeling about any other man. But I do think someday I'll feel enough love for Joel to want to marry him.
He's the kind of man any girl would want to marry.
I know. Well, are you sure you have to go back to the hospital tonight?
Oh, yes, I do, definitely.
All right, then we better talk about the plans for the center. Your plans especially. Now, the way things stand, the center will officially open late next week. Maybe Friday or Saturday.
Call for Dr. Winchester, please.
Hello, Dr. Evans.
Well, Nurse Brill, hello.
I thought you might like to know I saw Penny Gibbs this afternoon.
Oh, you were in Rossville this afternoon. I wondered why Nurse Atkins was on the eighth floor. How's Penny?
Fine. The community center opens next week, you know.
Yes.
So I guess I'll be leaving you then.
Yes, I heard you were leaving soon. I'm going to miss you, Angela. The eighth floor won't seem the same without you.
Well, it's going to seem strange being away from the hospital, but I'm going to like working with Penny. I love being around young people.
They'll give you a bad time as often as they give you an easy one, Angela. Oh, I don't envy you your new job. That is, with the exception of its inclusion of Penny Gibbs.
If we can forget for a few minutes that I'm a nurse and you're a doctor, I'd like to talk to you about Penny for a minute or two.
Well, that's easy for me to forget, Angela. Here, let's go in Dr. Weston's office. I believe it's empty.
All right.
Now, what is it, Angela? Bad news or good?
I don't usually bring bad news with a smile on my face, do I, Doctor?
Well, you are smiling at that. And there's a twinkle in your eye.
Dr. Evans, if your ears weren't burning this afternoon, they should have been. Penny and I had a long talk about you.
Angela, if you didn't put in a good word for me, you're not going to be a nurse in this hospital. No, ma'am. But a patient. And on the critical list, too.
I didn't have to, Doctor. Penny did most of the talking herself. And it was all good.
Well, do you mean that at last I've made a good impression?
On her heart as well as on her mind, Doctor. That was your intention, wasn't it?
My intention? Oh, it was a hope beyond my wildest dreams. Tell me, Angela, what did she say?
Well, it wasn't so much what she said as what she implied, but I can tell you in all honesty, she loves you right now a great deal more than she knows.
Do you mean that?
I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it.
Oh, Angela, I love you. You're the most beautiful, the most adorable. Angela, I could kiss you.
Thanks, Doctor, but save all that for Penny. I'm just telling you what she'll probably tell you herself someday.
Angela, you've made me the happiest doctor in the world, the happiest man. And from now on, I'm going to be the busiest. Oh, I've got to do something about this, and soon. Why, this is what I've been waiting for. But I didn't think it had happened so soon.
Dick, you don't have to help me with the dishes. I can do them myself.
Oh, I want to help, though. I haven't done anything helpful around here all day, Penny.
You did a lot around here today. You got that job with Frank Carter.
Oh, I'm awfully thrilled about it, too. Is he as nice to work for as he seems to be?
Yes, he's wonderful.
Well, good, bad, or indifferent, I'm going to stick to this job. Oh, I finally wrote Don Hodges and said I absolutely would not bring Julie to Hollywood. I've got to make it up to Julie somewhere.
Well, I think you did the right thing. Julie's happy here. Rossville's a wonderful town for children. Wonderful place to grow up.
I'm going to enjoy every...
Oops, there's the doorbell. Go see who it is, Pig, will you?
Oh, sure.
It's probably Freddie. He's always forgetting his key.
But it might be Julie. She went next door to little Harriet's house. I don't think she had a key with her.
Oh, then that's probably who it is. It's getting kind of late. Oh, no, where's that pop? There we go. Messy job, this is.
Penny?
Yeah?
Penny, it's a telegram for your mother.
For my mother? Well, she isn't here, Pig.
But you know who it's from, don't you? I'm sure I do. It's from your brother, Pat.
Oh, yes, I would think it is. It couldn't be from anyone else. Wait till I dry my hands. No, look, you open it and read it to me, will you?
All right. Oh, I'm just as excited as you are.
Pig, okay, open it. Go on. What does it say? Well, read it.
All right. Penny?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things you've been wanting to know.
Well, Pig, what? Come on, please tell me.
Well, he says he'll be in Rossville tomorrow afternoon.
So Pat will be home again tomorrow. Why hasn't he said anything more about his wife, Suzanne? Is she coming home with him, or isn't she? And what is Joel going to do now that he knows Penny is falling in love with him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, want to hear your family say, "This steak is wonderful"? Then serve a Kroger Tender Ray steak. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. And when you buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. Ladies, please remember also that Kroger Tender Ray, the beef that's always fresh, always tender, is an exclusive Kroger value, available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And don't forget this. The Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money in fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender Ray beef. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for the next thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.